A very long time ago, there lived three birds called Tahi, Ru, and Toru. Tahi and Toru were brothers, and they're both boastful and selfish. They always shout at how beautiful they are. Tahi is proud of his green, beautiful, lovely feathers, and Toru is proud of the red color under his wings. They screeched all day long about how beautiful they are, but the other birds from the forest can't listen to them squabbling and shouting. So they asked Rua for help. They said, Rua, please make your brother stop the noise from squabbling and shouting. We don't want to hear the sound of their fighting how beautiful they are. But Lua tried. She went up and said, please stop shouting and screeching about how beautiful you are. Please, other birds from the forest can't bear to hear you guys shouting. But they said nothing to it. They are still shouting and squabbling how beautiful they are. Tahi and Toru shouted about how beautiful they are all day long. The other birds said to Lua, "You must do something. Your brothers are breaking up Great Forest, and if your brothers are still doing that, our forest will be very bad." Lua said, "I'll try," but the problem is that they won't listen to me. Lua decided to try again, so she flew down to the place that Tahi and Toru were shouting. She said, "Please stop this, Tahi and Toru. Don't you think that we birds are all beautiful? Tahi and Toru turned to look at Lua. They shouted, you are beautiful. And they started to say how ugly is Lua. Lua flew up miserably and asked the god of the forest for help. The god of the forest Lua flew to the top of a tall tower of the god of the forest, Tane Mahuta, and she asked, "Please, Tane Mahuta, will you help me?" Tane Mahuta asked Lua what happened, and Lua said, "My brothers are always shouting and boasting how beautiful they are," said Lua. They squawk and screech all day long. I tried to stop them, but they won't listen to me. What shall I do?" Tane Mahuta said that Lua have done her best. and leave it to him now. And he just disappeared into the place that the two birds are shouting. Tahi and Toto were still there, shouting and screeching at each other as they did a long time ago. Tane Mahotese shouted, "Tahi, you have been boastful and selfish. From now, you will be called Kakapo, the night bird. You can only come out when it is dark, and so no one else can see your beautiful, lovely green feathers. You will make your nest in the crack. You will make your nest in the rocks, and you cannot fly around the treetops." Tane Mahuta pulled Toto out too. He said, "Toto, I will rename you Kia. You can take yourself up to the mountains, far away from the forest of Aotearoa. You can search for foods up the mountain, but no more good things from our forest to you." Then Tane Mahuta turned to Lua and said, "Lua, you've done your best to make our forest a good place. And I will name you Kaka, parrot of the bush." And after that, it was Kaka, Kia, and Kakapo were separated. And so it was that Kaka, Kia, and Kakapo were separated, never again to live together in the forest of Aotearoa. Kakapo is still proud of the green, soft, lovely, beautiful feathers he had. And Kia is still boastful and selfish. Nobody thinks that is a problem, because the voice of shouting and screeching soon goes away to the mountain. Kaka is good to enjoy the lovely sound of the forest. But sometimes she also misses her brothers. And if she flies to the top of the tallest trees, if she flies to the top of the trees, she can hear Kia's voice screeching down from the mountains. And sometimes at night, she can hear the sound of Kakapo's voice screeching out the darkness of the forest.